Welcome this morning, and let the Lord bless you. I greet you in the name of our Lord this morning. I would like to focus this morning a bit on the holiness of God and his call to us to be holy. I'd like to start by just reading a very familiar passage from Isaiah chapter 6, the first five verses, where Isaiah was confronted with his own brokenness, and he was taken aback. It was a scene that we can only imagine the impact it had on Isaiah, but it left Isaiah speechless on the one hand, but in the end he ends up asking what he should do or who he should send. And I won't read the entire passage, just the first five verses. Beginning then in verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." This is a moment in Isaiah's life that marked a turning point, but it was perhaps a watershed moment for him when he recognized the holiness of God. And somehow I've always had a little bit of a hard time getting a hold of what holiness is. Because, I mean, there's other words that I think help us understand what holiness is. One of them is purity. And there's other ways, but how do we really get there? And yet, the scriptures explicitly say that this is an attribute of God that we are to emulate. Now, we are called also to emulate others of his attributes, such as love. But there's a few then that we just can't, like his omnipresence, his omnipotence, his sovereignty, and his omniscience. We can't get there. But somehow he expects of us to be holy. And what does that actually look like? And so it continues to be a search of mine. How do I live a holy life? Now, this past week, we bade farewell to Edward, who I think was a holy man. So if we want examples, we have them. That doesn't mean that we know everything about Edward. But it does say that the things that we observed about him leads us to believe that he was a holy man. So how does holiness, how do we affect that in our lives? And how do we demonstrate holiness? How do we live it out? And as I thought about some of those things, actually, our family is having a reunion right now, so there's a there's memories popping up of things that we remember. And there's a little story that I'd like to tell you about my mother. That my mother she sang a lot. One day, my father had bought a truck from Ely's GMC out on West 4th. And Mom and I took Dad out to pick up the truck. And we headed west on 4th Avenue, came out to Whiteside Road and just ready to turn up the hill. Mom was singing the song, "Take Time to Be Holy." I mean, you know, to a child of, I was probably about 8 years old. I don't know that it made much sense to me. But what happened just drove that song into my mind in such a way that, obviously I haven't forgotten it yet. I probably will someday. But as Dad, we were following him. He turned the corner onto Whiteside Road, and we were just ready to turn when a car passed there at the intersection between the two of us. And I think just that little incident, that song, I think of that song often. And so as I thought of that, I recounted that story to the family yesterday. I'm going to read to you what that song says, that at least one way that we can engage holiness. It says, "Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in his presence always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. And run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord, thy Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trust in his word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above." Now, this was a poet's way of at least trying to get us to engage, trying to get us to think some of the things that holiness will at least exhibit if it doesn't create holiness. And so as I looked at it for a new a passage in the New Testament that speaks explicitly about that, I turned to 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'd like to read verses 13 through 21. I discovered that the Apostle Paul doesn't have a monopoly on long sentences, because Peter followed up and I think about outdid him. So I'd like to read this one sentence about that Peter wrote about holiness and about engaging holiness. Beginning in 1 Peter 1, verse 13. "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. That's as far as I will read. I won't try to explain a lot about this passage. I thought this sort of wraps up pretty neatly what holiness is about. We're to gird up our minds, to be sober, to hope for the grace that is to be brought. We're, as obedient children, fashioning ourselves, not according to the former lusts and ignorance, but as he has called you as holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Be ye holy, he says, for I am holy. And so this morning, we are called upon to exhibit the holiness as the holiness that God has, that God demonstrates, or we're to emulate that. We're to imitate. We're not just to imitate, but from the heart, we are to be holy. And he calls us to holiness because in verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed of corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So this morning, our holiness is based on his holiness. Our holiness is based on what he has done for us. That's where it begins. But there is an outworking of that. There is a doing. Holiness is being is always sort of a strange mix of being and doing. You can't really be something without doing something about it. Holiness is that, like that. We can't be holy without doing holy things. And so this morning, I'd like to sing one song that is an invitation or a commitment to holiness. Song number 703, Brother Harry. I didn't get that to you before. Pure in Heart. And then I'd like to end with 699. Pardon me. I think maybe we're going to have to skip 699 for time's sake and go to 119 then to end the. So if you would lead us. Pardon me? Back to back, yes, it'll be fine.
Number 700 from the Pure in Heart program.
Bow your heads for a word of prayer. Our holy God, who looks down on this broken lot of humanity, you have provided not only the example, but you are holy. And we recognize that. We thank you that you want to enter into our lives to make us holy. And one day, Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we look forward to the day that we will, in your presence or in conscious presence, proclaim you to be holy, holy, holy. It's in the name of the Son we pray. Amen.